2 minutes.
Can we go with 90 seconds? And can you please limit your talking to the... Can we, if this is your comment, limit your comments to what the motions are that we're going to vote on?
Could you make that plain what the motions are?
Yes. So those motions... Raphael, can I get your attention for a second? I just wanted to get some clarification about how we want to do this. The comment. Now, what we're thinking is we'll go 90 seconds, a 15-minute block, but please only speak to the motions we're going to vote on, which are the motions that we all brought forward that had to do with the PMV motion Leslie brought up, the structure committee vote that Dave brought up, that motion, and was there one more? That was it. So those two for now. And then at the other listener comments, we'll take up the other items. Is that good?
Please. We have a whole... It's 3 o'clock.
It doesn't matter. That's your ruling.
I need to be out of here by 4:30. And I need to be out
by 4
if I can.
By 4.
So, okay, where did the timekeeper go?
I'll keep time.
Okay, who's keeping time?
Yeah, there's a list.
We can keep it for 90 seconds.
Myra?
Myra.
Who's Myra?
Dave, are you keeping time? Okay, listen.
Come on up.
Myra has a list.
Myra? Oh, come on up. Somebody come on up. Start.
I think that this situation that Leslie is...
Here, why don't you use this one?
There is no
mic. There's no mic.
There's no
PA. There's recording? Is this not recording?
No. It is recording.
It doesn't matter. Just start.
Oh, that's recording. Here, why don't you speak to that?
Doesn't matter.
Hey, don't. Leave it alone, Jan. Just sit.
Fine. Picking up. Excuse me.
Kill it. Okay. So this resolution, not only is it vital, not only is it important, not only is it crucial, I think it's an abomination. The Pacifica Network, including KPFK, who calls itself progressive, has taken this long. And I was involved with a violent subcommittee for a year and a half, crafting, languishing over language with other folks. And this is core. And we spent many, many hours. So for you to give us 90 seconds right now, that's nothing in comparison with all the time that I spent working on this. And this goes to everything in our society. So we have got to pay extra attention to this, very delicate attention, and vote for it, because this goes core to our mission statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Just someone come forward.
Good afternoon. My name is Casey McCall. I'd like to speak to you about Leslie's motion, but I don't have any problem with the content of what she's trying to put forward. I would like to just remind our PMV directors that you are no longer serving in an advisory capacity. You are now directors of this corporation, which means that you are jointly and separately liable for everything that happens in this corporation. I don't think it's appropriate for the LSD to direct you or instruct you to vote in one way. I think it's perfectly appropriate to very strongly urge you to support something. But you should not pass a resolution that directs PMV directors to vote in a certain way. When you get there, you're going to hear other points of view. Things may be changed. There may be amendments. And it's perfectly appropriate to involve your conscience, which is why you were elected as PMV directors. So I would suggest, please, that you amend the motion to urge the directors to support, but not
directly. Who's keeping time?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Who's next?
I would like to log my name. That was Bella DeSoto, the first speaker.
Thank you, Bella. Nice glasses.
Thanks.
My name is Dr. Poison Person Lynn. I don't know what the situation is, but just for three quick items. One, there's a rumor floating around that I am suing the station. That is totally false. That has never been discussed with anyone at any time. I sent a letter, a certified letter to Eva Georgia, which you had to sign, requesting documents related to me or African Mental Liberation Weekend, which was CC'd to Dan
Coughlin,
and to my attorney. But at no time was there any discussion, thought, or words related to a lawsuit, so I want to squelch that right now. Last week I was in the Bay Area and I met with Dan Coughlin because I was told by management that he banned African Mental Liberation Weekend. He told me that that is totally false, he had nothing to do with it, and that that was a management decision, and that management, that I would have to approach management about that. So I wanted to squash that discussion up front. I met with him face to face, talking with him like I'm talking with you. Last, there's a due process. I was unduly banned, or African Mental Liberation Weekend was taken off the air with some nebulous violations. And I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but I'll just give you one example. I was told that I always told people when I'm playing a tape, whether you need a 60 or 90 minute tape to record whatever segment. But for those who couldn't, I placed them in Esawan Bookstore, which is a black owned bookstore in my community, for those who could not tape it.
We extended listener comment by two to include as much time as Dr. Lynn needs to complete his presentation.
I don't think we need a motion on this.
No.
Just go ahead. Just finish.
I was told that I violated policy, and there's several things that I was told that are not true. And I'm explaining that up to you. I was told that I violated policy in terms of making those CDs available in a local bookstore. Mm-hmm. There is no Pacifica policy on selling CDs. There is no policy whatsoever. That was another thing I was told by management, which was untrue. I've come to the conclusion that management is simply there to try to sabotage this program. They told me so many dishonest things that it's unbelievable that this management is still functioning. And lastly, there is a due process policy. I came before this board in your first meeting, and I was told that it was going to be handled. It has not been handled. No corporation or company in America operates like that. I think it's been a year or more. I want to be afforded the due process policy. To clarify anything that anyone, any questions, because all these so-called violations that I was supposed to make are nebulous, baseless, and I can prove it. I don't say anything that I can't prove. And I can show that this management has been the most deceitful management I've ever had to deal with in over 20 years of my involvement with the station. I cannot believe the things that have been said. I was listening to Eva last Friday when she was speaking to the public, and a caller called in asking about the station, the special, and she said it had nothing to do with content. Again, I was told that they objected to Dr. Frances Wilson being homophobic in her speech, which I gave them the clips. I gave it to Armando. I gave it to Eva. They have not responded, not one time, because I can prove there was no homophobic statements. Those in the alternative community may not agree with her theoretical position.
Doctor, I really don't want to interrupt you because I know the board wants to hear what you have to say. Is it possible to extend this part into the next public comment period as well? Because we wanted to limit to what we were going to vote on now, but we're going to have another public comment period just a bit.
Can I order motions to reconsider on the thing we just voted in committees would be in order, so it is in that sense relevant.
It is in that sense relevant?
I don't see. I'm sorry. I don't see why we're doing this person more time than Bella asked for.
Yes, I know. It just seemed to be the will of the board. I was sort of checking the will of the board, and it seemed like the board wanted to hear it.
What about fairness to listeners?
You're right. Point made. Can we postpone and let you come back up during the second comment period? Or can you summarize really quickly?
You said he had to leave.
Oh, you do have to leave.
My son and grandchildren are in town, and that's my priority over everything.
Of course.
So I just wanted to say, I want to be afforded the policy that's been in place for over a year. I don't know why I've not been able to participate or be given an opportunity to participate in that policy. It's written. It was passed by everybody. So I just want to know why I'm not allowed to be afforded that due process policy.
Thank you. Yes, Ed, I'm sorry. Okay, can we get Steve Shannon? Okay, Tom Camarella. Tom Camarella, long time OC.
Number one, I wish that management had always been fair and truthful. Dan Coughlin has, in my conversation, not been found yet, so don't be surprised. That's number one. Number two is, in meetings for 2 years prior to today, people have been saying, we want a program council, we want a program council, we want a program council. They put one together, they voted on it, and we're trying to do business, but we're not able to because things are not being taken care of voting at the station. And I think that's atrocious. In other words, you're doing not what the listener sponsors have precisely asked you to do. So that's a real, real problem. Okay? The last thing is that policies and procedures are extremely important, folks, because they denote fairness and opportunities. Notice an opportunity. We have not done that at KPFK, and we've not done it at the National. Both places said, we're going to put policies and procedures in place, and guess what? Bupkis. Almost Bupkis. And that's what this gentleman is asking for. He's saying, what are the rules? What happens? And he can't get it done. Even when we do have a few of them in, nobody watches them. Nobody looks at them.
Right.
That's exactly what the old board did before. We had stuff in place, and they said, screw you. All right. I don't want that to happen anymore. Put the policies and procedures in place. That's for fairness.
Thank you, Tom Camarella. I'm sorry? Go ahead. You're up, Raphael. Your turn. Is there anybody else that wants to speak?
Gordon.
To the motion.
So, this gentleman over here.
First of all, with respect to Dave's motion, allows committees to vote when they want to. That's a carte blanche, for example, with respect to the program oversight committee and all the writing that we've had about how to structure that, how to define the limits, who has what powers. That just wipes that out and lets that do whatever it wants to do, as long as it's counterproductive. Now, with respect to the race and nationality problem, I want you to consider again what you just did. We're talking about motions for reconsideration. Unless you write a bit more motion, an amendment to today's motion, saying that you should uphold diversity training. You rejected that. Okay? You put forward a motion that said you should uphold required programming on the air with respect to the issues that pertain to race and nationality. And you rejected that. She put forward an amendment to the motion that said you should support the establishment of national and local coordinators to coordinate race and nationality policy. And you rejected that. And she put forward a proposed goal for race and nationality policy. And you rejected that. And that, my friend, is racist. And I'm good about it. I sit here and watch a board where almost all our people of color are absent. Don't take the issue that you're reporting seriously. You take the minimal, the bare minimum issue about the heart of what that policy is and say, no, you don't have to uphold that. You are free to gut it.
Thank you, Raphael. Gordon? Okay, I'm sorry, I heard one other person wanted to speak. Hi there.
Welcome.
Hey, I think that
he doesn't have to give his name.
I want to say I think that this board should reconsider Leslie's amendment to the whole anti-racism training and stuff that you guys voted down.
Right.
And also, Mr. Quaybo, person that this guy is educating masses of people. And you know what? White people need to take care of this stuff too.
Right. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
This whole thing about racism, white supremacy, it's all hell with deception. And with deception, you can sway perception.
Right.
And then you just keep this racism, white supremacy on. And some of you white people are victims of racism, white supremacy too, and don't even know it. Because it's just ingrained in you that you guys run the show. You guys decide what non-white people need. You guys decide what we need to help us. You guys decide what's good for us.
Right.
Started 500 years ago. I'm surprised it was long among you people.
So.
Thank you very much. How much time do we have left, Timmy?
5 minutes.
Does anybody else want to speak?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, Delay.
Have you attended the last two meetings of the LSV?
I talked with somebody from the audience. And the interpretation that I got was that the LSB has just rejected some of the 4 points Raphael raised. But I also spoke with a member of the LSB who said that is not what just happened. Interpretation of history is very, very critical. Will I be given a privilege by the board to explain to me what has just happened so that we can take our positions on that issue?
What I'd like to do is somebody just very quickly recap. Dave, can you do it? And then we go on to the meeting.
Yeah, there was a motion to support the race and nationality guidelines and asked the PMU directors to put that forward. It asked that we instruct them to support only the most minimal changes. We struck that. There was an amendment that I made to strike that. Leslie made an amendment basically restating the issues in that and saying you have to support all of these things. And I took it that it says part three is still there. It says to support fully this recommendation. So we voted no on that amendment. We voted to strike the fourth and to support the policy as it's been put forward.
Thank you, Dave.
Fully support the policy, okay. But without minimal vote.
Thank you very much, Dave Adelson, for that. Okay, let's go ahead. Why not let Leslie define what just happened in her own words?
Thank you.
Would you like to can you do very quickly, because I like to go on?
Yes, I will.
Yes,
I'll try. What just happened here, in my understanding, is that this board is considering allowing our directors carte blanche race and nationality guidelines. They have struck any support for minimal changes, and they have struck any basic proposals that they are bound to stand by. So that, in fact, they have carte blanche to change out the race and nationality guidelines that we've been trying to get implemented for 2 years. In any way that they
I disagree.
I would just like to say that the board disagrees on this, and I'd like to not just go into it right now. I'd like to go ahead and take the vote, because that's where we are. And
don't we have another vote in there, too?
I think there were nobody else wanted to speak.
Right.
So we're done.
Can I make a comment?
I did remember.
We decide after two comments.
Okay.
Well, we've had two.
We have had two. Sonali, can you make it very fast? Give them 60 seconds.
Less than that. I mean, I just want to say the part of the part of Leslie's motion that did remain was resolved that we charge the KPFK PNB members to support fully this reaffirmation and its immediate implementation. So that's it.
Thank you. Jan Muskew?
Yes.
Okay, 60 seconds.
I think it's very important to understand what my reasoning for not supporting Leslie's amendment, and that is that even though our P&B members may all go there and totally support this 100%, if somebody else from New York goes in and says, I want to strike all of the implementation portions of the resolution, and our people all vote against that, absolutely in spirit of what we're instructing them to do, if somebody yanks that all out and leaves it with all of the good thoughts but none of the implementation things, the way I interpret Leslie's resolution would be...
Time, Jen.
Oh, let me finish my sentence. Would be that they would have to vote against the race and nationality policy because it had the important part had been taken out. And I don't want to have them vote against it, even if it keeps, you know, because they don't have any control over what it's going to look like at my end.
Thank you, Jen. Okay, we're going to move on to the votes. I think there are two things we have to vote on, the Structure Committee motion and Leslie's motion. So let's start with the Structure Committee motion. There's no more discussion on this, just voting. Dave, would you please restate the motion? Oh, Terry, I can't hear you.
Resolve that LSP committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that they consider fall within their scope.
Okay.
Any issues, it should have read.
Any issue.
That's not how I wrote it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, all in favor of that motion that Terry just read, please signify by raising the hot pink. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed to that motion, please signify by raising hot pink. 1, 2, 3, 4. All abstaining, please raise your pink card. 0. That motion passes. The next motion is Leslie's motion on the PNB minus the number 4. Terry, would you read that, please?
There's no discussion.
Right.
Whereas the Interim Pacifica Board approved the race and nationality guidelines on June 23, 2002, and ordered their implementation on September 21, 2003, and whereas the Pacifica race and nationality policy has not been implemented, and whereas at the July 26 PNB meeting, the PNB agreed that at its next regular meeting, the Pacifica race and nationality policy be reaffirmed and implemented. Resolved that we charge the KPFK PNB members to fully support this reaffirmation and its immediate implementation.
Thank you, Terry. All in favor of Leslie Radford's motion, just read by Terry Goodman, signify by raising your pink card.
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Good. Go for it, Terry.
Jan Goodman, yes.
Hi. I'm going to be slow on it, right?
You know what? I have a...
Harrison? Where are you voting on the motion?
Yes. You want to vote yes.
Harrison Wild, yes. Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Yes.
Jane?
Jane, yes. Turner Buck?
Yes.
Alan Pass.
Terry Goodman.
Terry, no. Grace, Aaron.
Abstain.
Grace, abstain. Adam Pass.
Next.
Israel Hoyer.
Abstain.
Israel Abstain. Jim D'Agenio.
Aye.
Jim, aye. Beth Pearl.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sonali Kohatkar.
Aye.
Aye. Dave Adelson.
Yes.
Dave, aye. Leslie Radford.
It's your motion. Come on.
Let's go to the next room.
No, wait. I don't know if you can pass wise. I don't know if you can pass
one. Alan didn't abstain. He said no. No, yes, he did. Yes.
Come on, Leslie, come on.
No.
Leslie votes no.
So she can call the meeting.
Aye.
Yes. Yes. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 yes. 1 no. 6 abstain.
Motion passes, I believe. Yeah. Motion passes.
Yes, abstain to mean nothing.
Motion passes. Great. Old business. We are going to go old business. We are up to.
I don't know what it's called. Whatever. At some point, we need a discussion that was raised by the one. I amended Leslie's original because I was very concerned about our history and our record not being accountable to the board that affected them.
I think that would be new business.
This is a very serious issue. It needs to be discussed before the next PNB meeting. We have a history of having a record that's not accountable to the people that hear from here tonight. And this is not a matter of people deciding individually what they want to do. They are accountable to those of us who elected them.
Right.
And
right. It can't go on this agenda right now. Thank you for bringing it up. Thank you, Sherman.
The position of the chair should take it into account seriously.
Can we please move on to old business?
It can't.
Does anybody want to reconsider the motion on?
So, no, we're going to move on to old business.
Paste. We're out of order. Oh.
So, we are starting with item A. In number 8, which is Sonali Kohatkar, a motion you made a long time ago. Kale, staff delegate communication, could you state the motion for the record?
Wait, are we really here?
Yes.
I can't believe this. No. Someone, I'm sorry
for wasting our time. Read your motion.
The resolution is on establishing communication between staff, electorate, and delegates, whereas the staff delegates to the local station board have been elected by a defined constituency of paid and unpaid staff as per Pacifica's bylaws, whereas listener members have access to their delegates through the airwaves, for example, during the elections, but staff members do not. Whereas a means of communication with this defined constituency would enable staff delegates to receive feedback on issues of concern, agenda items from voters, as well as inform voters of LSB motions and votes. Whereas an email list of staff voters is already available and easily accessible through the station staff. Therefore, be it resolved that an internet listserv comprising eligible staff voters be created for staff delegates by blind invitation in order to enable communication between delegates and their constituents. Such a list would not be controlled or moderated by any of the staff delegates or members and would be accessible for subscription to anyone who fit eligibility criteria for staff under the Pacifica bylaws.
There's a motion on the table. Is there a second?
Do people have copies? If you have copies.
There's a motion and a second. Let's open discussion.
Point of
first, Jan, then Harrison.
Okay. I don't understand what blind invitation.
I can explain.
Yes, go ahead, Sonali.
That basically means that when the email is sent out inviting them to whoever sends out the email, probably somebody from the staff, someone who actually has the list, those email addresses will not be in the header. They will be blind copied so that people won't know and won't be able to manipulate the list for their own purposes.
Yes.
Okay? So blind invitation. I won't know whether, who the 300 people are, but
so you
won't be able to communicate with them. Yes.
Right. Okay. Harrison?
Got it.
So the people who do not wish to be, I think I have two questions. So I'm right that the people who decline to participate will not get it.
They can just decline the invitation.
And also, it's also clear that the people that you address can address you. No?
Yeah, it's clear to me. That's how it's served.
Okay. The other question I have is whether the staff are able to post to each other on the same list.
It would work like any listserv would. So if a staff representative, a voter wanted to pose a question to the whole list, they could do that. And if a staff delegate wanted to answer that question to the whole list, they could do that. Right?
Okay.
They could always answer offline if they wanted.
Jane?
It just works like a simple listserv.
Why is this delegate and not members?
No, staff, meaning our representatives here on the board. That's who delegates are. The six staff representatives.
Any further discussion?
Has the motion been seconded?
Yes. No, seeing no further discussion, I'd like to...
Wait a minute.
We have to have Lister comment on this before we can vote.
Yes. Oh, you're right. Thank you. Okay, so Harrison, you're the last one on the stack, and then we're going to go to the next item.
I'd like to go back to the idea that this is a fine idea to extend it to the list of reps as well. I think that, so I would like to have an amendment that the same policy is implemented for the list of reps.
I believe it exists already, Harrison, for the listeners.
I don't understand what you mean.
I can't hear you.
A listener. No? What does he mean?
Well, I said there's no notification to the listeners that they participate in the communication.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so there's an amendment being proposed. Is there a second? No second? Okay, the amendment fails.
Wait a minute. I thought, shouldn't somebody go ahead and repeat what he just said? You or Terry, so we can vote on it? You know how far away I am from him? I didn't hear what he said. Okay. Harrison put forward an amendment. She called the vote. Half the people didn't hear it.
She asked for a second, and nobody seconded it.
I didn't, because I didn't hear what he said.
Stop it.
Order.
How can I second him? I don't hear him.
Mistakes happen.
All right, okay. I'm gonna chill out before I punch somebody.
Yeah, just
okay.
Is that a threat of violence?
Okay, let's start over. Somebody.
Okay, I'm banned from
the station. No, wait. Okay, so Harrison wants an amendment. The amendment is essentially to do what Sonali has proposed for listeners. And he wants to tack that on to her motion.
I'll second it.
I second that.
Right, there's a motion to divide the question. You guys are technically challenging me. Yes, David.
This agenda item lasts 55 minutes, which would take us to 4:20. And we have to have at least 15 more minutes of public comment.
Yes, that is
true.
So
I'd like to move that we reduce the amount of time to finish old business so that we complete it by 4:05, allowing time for public comment and then the vote.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to reduce this time to 4:05.
Right?
Yes, we have to be out here by 4:05.
This agenda item goes to 4:05.
Is there any opposition to reducing the time to 4:05? Seeing none, let's vote to reduce the time. All those in favor of reducing the time to this item to 4:05, signify.
I would like to change that to 4:05.
Too late.
I'd have a lot. Okay, 4:05.
Please signify by raising your pink card. Vote on your own motion, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed to reducing to 4:05. 1, 2. Any abstentions? 1, 2. Okay, so we're at 4:05 on this item. Thank you, Dave.